Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. Let's get things started with the good of the day.
The good of the day is the light is at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
There's a report out today. Or maybe it was yesterday, but we're telling you about it today's. Movie theaters in Los Angeles could open as soon as Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
Because you know what? I mean, that's Southern California has been like a bad hub of terribleness.
Yeah, it really has.
They haven't been able to do anything. And I mean, we're talking about it all day today, and they haven't been able. They haven't gone back to normal.
I almost feel guilty every time I talk to my sister. She lives out in L.A., and I tell her we went out to dinner, and we did this, and we're going here, and we're going there, and she doesn't get to do any of that.
I mean, for us, you know, like, movie theaters are open here, but no one ever goes. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. Our theater's open, too, and I don't think anybody goes.
But I'll extend that a little bit further, too, because amusement parks in Southern California are going to be opening. They're slated to be open sometime in April.
Oh, that's good.
Which blows my mind because, you know, Disneyland... I know you and I are both Disney freaks, but Disneyland was closed prior to the pandemic, a total of 3 days in its existence.
I know. That's they never shut down for anything.
I mean, they shut down for the JFK assassination, 9/11, and then there was an earthquake that happened pretty close to Disneyland. Those were the 3 days it was shut down.
And it's been closed for almost a year.
Yeah. I think by the time it does reopen, it will have been closed for a year.
Yeah, that is too bad. Man, that really is
so
too bad.
Light but I'm at glad the end of the tunnel.
Glad things are starting to turn around.
Yes, just keep
you
it
know,
this way.
I'll be curious. The movie theater angle is something I'm going to be curious on. When everything really is to a point where it's really back to normal, will people have said, you know, that movie theater thing is not something I need to do anymore?
Well, because it's weird because I don't know if it's jumping the gun, but, you know, with like all Paramount Pictures being released on HBO Max.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, were they just like, you know, we're not even going to attempt to do a movie theater. We're just going to we're going to release everything. And, they're doing it concurrently. It was like, you can go to a movie theater and have the movie theater experience to watch, you know, the next big flick coming out, Godzilla versus King Kong, which looks fantastic, by the way.
It does.
Yeah, I think you can see that in a theater or just pay the extra money and watch it in the comfort of your home.
It's one of those things that was talked about even before the pandemic that we could possibly be heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there was always the buzz of, would we be doing this anyway? And then when the pandemic hit and then we were like, okay, we really are going to have to be doing this. But we were already kind of in discussions about where technology was going. But I wonder, I'm curious, like, obviously you can't build an amusement park in your backyard.
No,
but you can go to you can do movies at your house. And I'm wondering if in the end that's where we're heading.
Yeah. I mean, you can create that stereo sound. I mean, most of us have a surround sound system in our house anyways. You know, and I'm looking at it.
And it's expensive. Look, going to take a family of four to a movie theater, it's $100.
I mean, easily.
Tickets and all the stuff getting, you know.
I mean, thank God, I have some boys who are still under the age of 12 to apply for the child ticket.
Right. I mean, every time we would want to go to the movies as a family, it was like $100 with snacks.
But
and
once
stuff.
You do popcorn and then get a little candy, maybe a soda, because, I mean, you know, their prices, the concession stand prices are outrageous. For me, it's like, you know what, I'd much rather just be at home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, you know, speaking on sticking to the movie theater angle, China is about to re-release Avatar into their theaters. And by doing so, Avatar has the chance to become to reclaim its title as the top-grossing film of all time.
Oh,
upending Endgame.
Oh,
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
I think the report I saw, it needs to make about $8 million.
Well, then in a couple of years, just re-release Endgame.
There you go.
just re-release that in event, you know.
But I just why are we re-releasing Avatar? Aren't we supposed to release Avatar 2 and 3?
Why did that happen? That movie has got to be 10 years old, if not more. Avatar?
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think it's when it came out. So I didn't mind Avatar, but I didn't think it was I didn't see the greatest movie I've ever seen.
I think, you know, maybe it was just because it was like an entire world was created in CGI.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I mean, it was
kind of neat, but the story was similar. Like, it was Dancing with Wolves in a different...
Right.
In a different... I mean, the storyline was predictable.
I mean, do we really think Avatar 2 and 3 are going to be that great because it's taken, you know, 20 years to film?
Yeah, right. Is he still working on that?
I think he is.
Goodness gracious.
That's what's boggling my mind is, you know... And then another movie that I don't know if I'm willing to see, but you keep hearing about it over and over, is Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League.
Ugh, Justice League was terrible.
Yeah, but
do I need to see the Zack Snyder cut? Is it going to be that much better?
He was the original director.
Right, but is it going to be that much better?
I don't know, but it's turned into a 4-hour film.
Ugh, I have no chance.
So I
just saw Gone with the Wind a couple of weeks ago that was 4 hours, and that's a classic, and I couldn't sit through it.
Well, I mean, one thing's for certain, that if you're going to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, you're not seeing it in a theater. You're not going to sit in the theater for 4 hours.
Not at all. Not at all. So, by the way, Avatar, the Disney World has an Avatar Land at one of its parks, and they have one of their rides is considered the greatest amusement park ride in all of amusement parks.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
My father
says
this
is considered one of the greatest films of all time.
He is a huge fan of this ride called Flight of Passage, and he tells me every time he goes on it how great it is, and I go, I got to do it. It's like a virtual reality thing, and you're on a device that looks like a bird, and me flying through the air. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, back to the point, it's amazing that movie's kind of old hat, and yet Disney World went, we're going to build a park about a movie many of you probably forgot or need to go to the video store to rent or buy online because you probably forgot about the plot. Like, it's not even a current thing that they gave you. And yet now it's going to be re-released. Oh, well. I remember seeing that movie in the theater, and I remember seeing Endgame twice in theater. So there you go. That's where my vote lies.
I mean, that's, you know, I mean, like you said, Disney's just going to have to double down and re-release Endgame at some point.
That's right.
Re-release just say, Endgame. Oh, you think you can be better than us? Watch this.
What is the dumb of the day?
You know, the NCAA, we've put the NCAA here a bunch of times because they've done really dumb stuff.
Yes, they have.
This one might top it all, okay?
Okay.
They're trying to stop a urology clinic from trademarking Vasectomy Mayhem.
Okay.
So there's a urology clinic. It's in, I believe it's in Virginia. And to drum up business, they are holding a sale, if you will, and they're calling it Vasectomy Mayhem, and it's going to be during the March Madness tournament. And the NCAA is petitioning to stop their trademark of Vasectomy Mayhem because it's too close to March Mayhem.
Okay, I am not a lawyer, but that doesn't sound like they have a leg to stand on. Now, does the NCAA own March Mayhem as well as March Madness?
I think they do.
Because, you know, sometimes they like to buy things that are similar. Right?
Yeah,
this is our trademark. But we also are going to get the trademark for all of these other things that are close enough to this.
Right.
So we never use it, but you can't use it either.
Here's my issue that I have. Are we really going to confuse the two?
Yeah, no.
I don't know why the NCAA is stepping in and going, no, you may not call yours Vasectomy Mayhem. I mean, it's almost like as if they hold the title to the word mayhem now.
Now, whose job is it to look to find these things and to make life a living hell for the people that are just trying to market their business?
They're just trying to get some extra business coming in. I mean, obviously, you know, men are not willing to go into the chop shop as much anymore.
I hate to say this, but you know what? If you live in small town America or you live in a place that's not a huge metropolitan area, there's always someone is breaking this rule.
Right.
Right. There's always there's always like a small restaurant that's like, come in for March Madness, and he doesn't hold the license to say that. Same with the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
There's always somebody, and the NFL does a really diligent job of making sure they shut it all down, but there's always some small place that doesn't know or doesn't care and just throws it out there anyway.
NFL really going to go after mom pop diner somewhere in Minnesota?
Right.
That's off the beaten path. They're not going to go after them.
Who is doing this in in the NCAA, like going around going, not only are we shutting down any March Madness references, but anything close to it or could be simulated with it or come even somewhere around it, right? I remember when I was in Colorado when the Rockies made a trip to the World Series in 2007, they were going to trademark the term Rocktober. And I was like, boy, Rocktober's been around. I'd like when I was a little kid, the Rock 101 in Manchester, New Hampshire was Rocktober. And we were kids listening to all the classic rock on Rocktober. But maybe nobody at that time thought they should take, maybe it was just universal, like everybody gets to use this. We're not going to take it. We're not going to own it. You all, every rock station in the country can use this. But the Rockies were like, well, we want to own that now. That's our term.
And
we'll take it.
And the NCAA's big argument is that vasectomy mayhem, if people who see that and go to that may think it has something to do with March mayhem.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That they're in cahoots with each other.
Right.
That someone going in for the big snip is in relation to someone playing in the big dance.
Until I see somebody walk into that office and go, "Yeah, I'll take a 7 with barbecue sauce and 8 with Parmesan garlic. Maybe a large drink with maybe a Caesar salad on the side. That'll be great. And where can I sit to watch the best game around?"
Yeah.
Until I see that, then I won't think somebody's confusing you.
Yeah. What's vasectomy? I thought that was a way to eat.
Yeah. Exactly. You got dessert here?
No, that was a lifestyle.
All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. As we continue along, we'll talk SEC tournament coming up in just a few minutes. We got John Clay from Lexington. We'll not only talk about the Wildcats, but all of the other exciting teams that are making up the tournament. As we continue to look at the conference tournaments this week, it is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.